mean. Not Zoe, not Zoe at the milk bar. With Jason and Nina. Not Zoe, not Zoe at the milk bar. With Jason and Nina.
Welcome along to episode 19 of The Milk Bar. Just 10 episodes ago, I had a guest or presenter with me that wasn't Zoe Turnick, and Zoe is ill. It seems like on the number 9 episode, she can't be here. So standing in for her, doing a wonderful job, I'm sure, once more, Nina Blakemore. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you keeping?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm really pleased to be back.
I can't believe it's 10 weeks since you were last here.
It's crazy. The sun was shining when I was last here,
it's
and now it's just miserable.
Cold, miserable and dark. And in fact, we're recording slightly earlier in the day than we were last time, and you can't see a thing outside the milk bar window,
can
you?
Can't see anything. It's pitch black, pitch black.
There we go. But you keeping well?
Yes, very well. Better than Zoe by the sounds of it.
Oh, yeah, poor thing. She's having to lie down in a darkened room. Not that you require curtains in this weather, but there we go. Now, last time we spoke, you were recording a television series.
Yes.
And now it's on telly.
It certainly is. Tuesday nights, Channel 4, 8 o'clock, How to Look Good Naked, with Gok Wan. You'll see me strutting my stuff up and down the catwalk.
And you loving every minute of it.
Well, trying to, much as you can, with hardly wearing any clothes.
Oh, the images you paint for me every time. This is, it's hell.
Oh.
But so it's all good. And
fabulous.
Any favourite outfits from this series we should look out for?
There's quite a nice black basque coming up, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Which number week are we on for that
one? I can't remember which one it is. We've had some lovely ladies this series, and it's all been very emotional, real rollercoasters of emotions, but really enjoyable.
Brilliant. Well, we'll no doubt talk more about you and your work as we head through today's podcast. Also coming up today, we'll be talking to a gentleman from ZZ9, which is the fan club for Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes.
It's 30 years since the first novel was published alongside the radio series the other week. The new one is out and has been out for just over a week now, the sixth one in the series, in the trilogy, which gets a bit confusing. But to explain that and a bit more and tell us all about the likes of Beeble Bears and how to slouch.
Oh, yes.
Jim will be on the phone with us.
Thank goodness for Jim.
Yeah,
he'll have to do some explaining to me.
Well, you've never even read the books or listened to the radio series.
Of it.
Yeah, it's a start, isn't it? It's that 30 years and you've missed it completely.
No.
Also, music on the way. Now, you can say the name of this band because I'm not entirely sure I can. Who are we going to hear a track from later on an interview?
Pramitai, is it?
We'll find out when we talk to Nick, their guitarist, a little bit later on.
Sounds very exotic.
Also, in music in the studio, Phil Parton is here with us in the Milk Bar. Hello, sir.
Good evening, Jason.
How you doing?
I'm just trying to get my breath back, but other than that, I'm okay.
We have a lot of stairs on the way into the Milk Bar here, but there we go.
Dear.
And also, we are talking Midland Counties Entertainment Council, and the man who's going to do that with us is a gentleman who's on the phone right now, Malcolm Edwards. Hello, sir.
Hello, Jason.
How you doing?
I'm fine, are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, your name cropped up in conversation a couple of episodes of The Milk Bar ago when our Tracy Rhodes was in here telling us about her comedy and forthcoming events. And we happened to point out that she'd won for, I think it's, is it the seventh year in a row, the best entertainer for the Midland Counties?
The best comedian.
Comedian, yes. And she is blooming good though, isn't she?
Very funny. Very funny lady.
Explain to us how the Entertainment Council works.
We're an association of 50-odd clubs.
Yeah.
Social clubs. British Legions, Labour clubs, all sorts of different, you know, as I said, social clubs. We represent those clubs and they're all in our council. And we try and help the clubs and help the local artists to perform in their clubs.
So it's a case of getting the right people in the right place for the right audiences.
That's correct, yes.
Now, how many acts are they doing the circuit around the Midlands area at the moment, then?
Oh, there's literally hundreds. Male vocalists, female vocalists, duos, trios, bands. In my opinion, we have got the best local artists in the whole country in this area.
You reckon the Midlands is doing good?
We have got some fabulous entertainers.
So it's over all spectrums, is it then, Malcolm? It's not just singers, it's, as you say, it's comedians, it's entertainers.
Yes, it covers a wide spectrum. Mainly vocalists, but we've got comedians, speciality acts.
What sort of speciality acts are out there at the moment, then?
It's comedy acts. Mm-hmm. You've got the one that our Trace works with as well, it's called Too Risky. That's a comedy act.
Well, we're intrigued now.
I was going to say my eyes have lit up there, Malcolm. Too risky.
Yeah, too risky. I did say risky, not frisky.
Not all risque.
And there's quite a lot. The names go on endless. Too Risky are a very good duo.
So how do you...
Well, no, I wouldn't class them as a duo. They're an act.
How do you go about putting the right people in the right places for the certain times and areas then, Malcolm?
Well, all the clubs have entertainment secretaries of their own.
Right.
And they come to what we call shop windows.
Oh, I see.
Showcases.
Oh, great.
Actually, we've got one to Thursday night. There's six acts on there.
Mm-hmm.
I try to find new acts for the clubs. And obviously, they attend the shop windows.
Yeah.
And if they like the acts, they like what they see,
they book them. Brilliant. What a fabulous idea.
It goes down very well. But we're trying to draw in acts from a wider area to give the clubs a different variety of acts, you know what I mean?
And all ages as well?
We've got them from... Well, we've got a newcomer on our award show on the 29th.
Mm-hmm.
He is 13 years of age.
Now, this would be young Luke, would it?
That's young Luke. You've got it, Jason.
So tell us about him, because he's done really well, hasn't he?
Yes, he's an up-and-coming artist. I gave him Star of Future last year. I run an award show in February, and I try to find two stars of the future. And he was only 12 then. And
12.
There's another young girl called Amy, who was also on that show, Star of the Future. And I'm trying to find two for this February coming, just so it goes from a young age right up to whatever age they were.
Singing grannies and all sorts, I suppose. So, if people do want to become part of the Midland Counties Entertainment Council, how on earth do they find out where to pick it up? Because it's like one of these secret societies as much as anything else, surely, that you keep it fairly quiet behind the scenes.
No. Everyone is welcome in Midland Counties Entertainment Council. They can contact me on my phone number, or we run a magazine every month with all the details in and advertisements, which is called Midland Counties Diary.
Yeah.
And we send out at least 500 of those every month.
Oh, right.
All to different clubs and different areas.
Mm-hmm. And if people want a copy of the diary, I suppose they can give you a call and talk to you that way?
No problem at all.
What's the phone number?
My phone number, 0121.
Yep.
557-2306.
Okay, that's 0121 557-2306. Have a chat with Malcolm Edwards if you're a performer and you feel that you would be working well on the working men's club and the general club scene throughout the Midlands area.
That's correct, Jason.
Brilliant. Well, there's some great acts down there. I'm looking forward to going to see our Trace next week. She's out playing over in Oldbury, so I'm looking forward to that one.
Girl power.
On Wednesday night?
Yes.
Well, I shall meet you then, because I shall be there.
Oh, that'll be good. I shall look forward to meeting up with you then, Malcolm. Our Trace has got loads of events taking place throughout the area in the coming weeks, and she's got a new act that she's got a singer working with her as well, hasn't she?
That's too risky.
Oh, that is the singer.
Oh, that's the singer.
I'm looking forward to this one. I'm going to see now. And that
see the
be
connection
really...
oh, yeah. there now, Jason.
That should be good. But no, it's all good, and good to know that there's somebody out there. It's like a little Midlands union of acts, I suppose, as well, isn't it?
Jason, we've all got to work together with all the clubs and pubs closing down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've all got to stick together and try and promote singers, clubs. It's family entertainment in the end.
There's a lot of talent in the Midlands as well, isn't there? As you say, Malcolm, there's a lot of talent.
Very lot of talent.
In this area. And it's a shame if, you know, that's not going to keep getting pushed. And
It's got to be pushed.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as I've said, we've got the best entertainers in the country, in my opinion.
I'm sure that things like the X Factor have spurred people on, and things like Britain's Got Talent made them think, hang on, I can do that, I can be there and be part of it. So hopefully that'll... be a good catalyst to get people into the clubs to see the acts, and not only that, but also be one of those acts if they have the talent to do it.
That's certainly right, yes.
Malcolm, thank you for joining us.
Thanks,
it's
Malcolm.
A pleasure.
Cheers.
Thank you, Nina.
See you. Bye.
Bye.
There we go. That is Malcolm Edwards. Once again, that phone number, if you do want to get in touch with the Midland Counties Entertainment Council, give Malcolm a call, 0121 557 2306. That's all good stuff.
That's fabulous. What a great idea to like do all that talent, to have all the showcases and everything.
Yeah, to have them working together, because if you are in the club, you don't, I suppose, you can ring around.
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
And how do you know who's good and who isn't?
Well, I'll tell you someone who is good.
Go on.
Man sat over there, Phil Parton.
Oh, yeah.
Very good singer-songwriter. Hello again, sir.
Hello, Jason.
Now, you've got a guitar with you, which is always a good sign. Do you want to play us a little tune, and then we'll have a little chat about you and your music? That sound like a plan?
Okay.
What are you going to play for us?
It's a topical song called End of the Summer.
Take it away.
It's the end of the summer, September is gone, and the bonfires burn in the sun. It's the end of the summer, the leaves start to die, like the dreams you clung to for a while. Yes, I will be with you when the night frosts return, when there's a mist in the morning and the chestnut fires burn. Yes, I will be with you, I'll be a friend, as another year comes to an end. It's the end of the summer, you can feel it in the breeze, and the fruit pickers climbing to the trees. It's the end of the summer, the last culture's gone, and the tourists have all left home. Yes, I will be with you when the return, when there's mist in the morning and the chestnut fires burn. Yes, I will be with you, I'll be a friend, as another year comes to an end.
Feel to it as well, hasn't it? That, and it does sum up awesome rather nicely.
Thank you.
That, how do you categorise yourself? Because it's not folk quite, is it? Unless you want to be. It just sounds like good music to me. I'm never very good at categorising musicians.
Yeah, I think the word folk covers a multitude of sins these days. Because I run the folk club with Emmy Bowes. We're at the Royal Oak School Road, Technical Wood, every Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called a folk club, but it's, I suppose, acoustic music. Music is probably the better way of describing it, because you get all types of people singing all types of music, really. So.
It's a nice, relaxed acoustic sound.
It's just so lovely. Really beautiful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
My kind of music, that is, I think.
And I'm not being impolite, but your voice does sound lived in, which fitted that quite well.
Gorgeous voice.
I'll take that as a compliment.
That's exactly what it meant. It's got a nice feel to it.
Just lovely.
We will be hearing more from you, but I mean, you say you're performing every Tuesday night. Give us full details of that one again.
It's the Royal Oak School Road, Technical Wood, and if I may make a plug, because we run the club to raise money for Breakthrough, the breast cancer charity, and October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we do have an all-day session this Saturday the 24th, starting at 12 o'clock, and it's an open mic session during the afternoon, and we have invited guests during the evening. It's a fiver to get in, but all proceeds go to Breakthrough, so if anybody wants to come and strut their stuff, you'd be more than welcome.
Certainly.
Fabulous cause.
Sounds absolutely excellent. Should be great. We will hear more from you as the podcast progresses, if that's okay with you, sir.
No problem at all, James.
Excellent.
A slightly different kind of music, though, now.
Go on, then.
Right. Pro Mai Tai.
Primitive.
Yes.
It sounds really exotic, doesn't it?
It does, but he's in fact, I think I'd just say, a fairly heavy sounding rock band. Nick, would you agree?
Yeah, we're fairly heavy. We try at least.
You're certainly a rocking sound. I've had a little listen to a couple of the tunes a bit earlier on today, and you know how to make some good noise with the guitar, and your vocalist does wail a bit, doesn't he, at the right points?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about the band then.
We've been together sort of, as a band, about sort of 6 years.
Mm.
But as of about 6 months ago, we've had a new singer and a new guitarist.
So, someone thrown at the deep end. I take it you were there from the outset, so who's come into the band?
Guy Miller, the singer, and Serjan Bilic is the new guitarist.
Now, where do you advertise for a new guitarist and singer, for this sort of band? Because you very often see groups being put together if they're one of these little boy bands, but when you're talking, what's probably classed as proper heavy thrash rock, do you bump into them at gigs, that sort of thing?
The singer, he's been a fan of ours since our bass player's brother gave him a CD.
Excellent.
So he's been coming for the last sort of couple of years. So he knew the tracks already, and obviously we never knew he had that sort of voice on him.
Mm-hmm.
So, he was good, and the guitarist is a friend of the drummer's who is in a band, but they've all gone off to uni, so it's kind of disbanded a bit.
How old are you lot, then? Because if you've been together 6 years, you're all fairly fresh-faced, aren't you?
Well, I'm 23, bass player's 22, the drummer and guitarist are both 19.
Oh, babies!
And Guy's 27.
Oh.
So, explain for those who haven't heard the band how you would describe the sound.
We're sort of a heavy, classic metal sound, but with just a bit of a heavier edge and our own twist on sort of the Iron Maiden, Judas Priest sort of classic metal.
Golden
age of heavy metal.
Are those your main influences then, Nick?
Yeah. There probably wouldn't be a band if it wasn't for Iron Maiden.
No.
So, so the gender of youth, you decided you were going to listen to this terrible loud music your parents wouldn't approve of, and it sort of went on from there, and it's hopefully going to turn into a nice big career for you.
That would be lovely. So, we won the Surface Unsigned competition a couple of weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was a brilliant kickstart to our career, which is cool.
And you've got an album out at the moment?
That's the old album with the old singer.
Right.
And we're in the process at the moment of, doing the new one.
Uh-huh, so still in the studio for that?
Yes, we were in the studio from, yesterday we, recorded the second track down, and we go in again Wednesday to get some more down. So we're aiming for next album, sort of January, February time. After all the Christmas hits are out, basically.
Certainly want to. You're not really in competition with X Factor, though, are you? Come on,
I was
going to
say, it's a completely different level, that, isn't it?
I know, it's a different level, but it's still a silly time to try and get an album off, because your press release just gets lost in the Christmas rush.
So. Mm.
It's we're a very small band, it's still a better idea to...
You seem to be doing sort of gigs all over the place, though. I'm just looking on your MySpace page here, and you've got... Was it Camden where you were? In April this year or something, there's some pictures of you all rocking out with long hair and everything.
Yeah. Well, if that was Camden, that's probably part of the heats for the competition we were in.
Oh, I see. And is this the one that you said that you won?
Yes, we won.
Well done. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was like 12,000 bands entered. And yeah.
Blimey, that's amazing.
And is it 12,000 fairly heavy rock bands as well?
No, was sort of a... At sort of broad range of music, it was everything was there.
There'd be one hell of a lot of shouting. The judges would have had a right migraine after that lot, if hearing so much loud music completely rocking their faces.
I want to know how you know if you can be at the lead singer of a rock band. How do you know you've got that voice?
Guy, he's been singing in sort of everything for the lot since he's been singing in bands since he was 14.
Yeah,
and he's done sort of. He's been in punk bands, ska bands, he's done his own little acoustic stuff.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's just... But he's got one hell of a voice, and more than that, he's an absolutely brilliant front man. He's like, you can't... And he's one of those where he's such a mellow guy to meet, but you put him on stage...
And he comes alive.
He just runs around like a headless chicken. Absolutely brilliant.
So proper moshing taking place on stage as well as in the front row.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're, oh, sorry, the dog's barking. Shut up, Lily!
Calm it down.
Well, no, we're, yes, as of the gig, we've been putting together our own little sort of primatide triangle where we all stand on each other and do our own little acrobatics, which always goes down a storm whenever.
That's different.
You wait till you get older, you'll regret putting that one together. Once the age of the Rolling Stones still touring, that'll have gone by this other way. That's
make
all that
sure
one
you've
will.
Got to take your glucosamine every day.
Exactly, yeah. Fake hips and, you know, just walkers all over the stage.
And where does the name come from, then?
Primatai? Oh, yeah. We were searching for a name for about 6 months, mm-hmm. and it was Primatai, something I used to refer to our old singer as, because he looks like a monkey.
that's yeah. Nice.
That's sweet. You don't have to be a looker to be in a rock band, I suppose, but that is pushing it a little bit.
Oh, lovely.
It works every time for me. If you're going to do anything, insult your lead singer.
Exactly.
No wonder he left.
He gave as good as he got.
I'm sure. Okay, so the new album's on the way. I mean, where are you getting inspiration for these tracks from? Because they're always, you know, fairly hard songs.
Sort of everywhere and anywhere, really.
But have you done a love song?
A while ago, we played with one, mm-hmm. which was, sort of a bit of a ballad, but it gets lost, because when you're only playing sort of half hour, sort of 45-minute sets, you don't get into it enough to be able to bring the set down to a nice mellow middle.
Mm-hmm.
So we sort of, I think, yeah, if we start getting longer ones, then, yeah, the ballady tracks might come out, but there's some nice clean sections and all the new stuff, so it's, we're trying, because the new singer's got such a brilliant range that we've got more to play with now, as opposed to, the old singer, who was, a bit sort of one-toned growling.
I think that's who we're going to hear now on Degeneration, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
So this will prove interesting. Mm. We'll take a listen to the tune. Give us all your MySpace and spellings and stuff so people can find out more once they've heard the tune.
Yes, I will do. Well, it's a, obviously, MySpace /Primatai official.
Okay, simple as that. So that tells us there's an unofficial website out there as well, which I find quite exciting.
There's the primatai.com, which is just about up and running, I think.
Yeah.
It's still, we've been putting that together for a while. Or I say a friend of ours has been putting it together, because, mm-hmm. well, I'm probably the least computer literate person on the face of the earth.
At the age of 23, that is disgusting. Come on.
Yeah.
No, Nina, you're 25, so you're allowed.
I wish.
But next time, if How to Look Good Naked, do you ever have any loud rock music
for
the
features? Not really.
Gok doesn't do that.
No,
sort of thing.
I was just going to ask Nick who styles him. Actually, who styles the band? Do you style yourselves?
Do we do what? Sorry.
With your
style, you know that thing. It's not that alien a concept, is it? Who sources your wardrobe out for you?
Oh, our wardrobe.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we went down to Blackbush Market and just picked up as much leather as we could get our hands on, pretty much.
Nina, have you ever done that?
Well, that would be telly, wouldn't it, Jason?
It's a very, very loud sound. We'll take a bit of a blast of it now. Thank you for joining us.
That's all right.
You can go and sort the dog out and keep that under control. And we shall look forward to hearing more from a new album come January 2010.
Cool.
Okay, then. Nick from Primatai, thanks for joining
us.
Thank you very much.
Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
Right,
cheers,
this
bye.
Is their tune. This will be Degeneration. Thank you. Primitai. It's a good to have Anatomy Nick there, wasn't it?
Yeah, he was nice, wasn't he?
And that's cleared your ears out, hasn't it?
I tell you what, but it's funny, isn't it? It's always the way, like, you wouldn't expect him, listening to him, to say that he was in a rock band like that.
No, he seemed quite quiet, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Jolly nice bloke.
Very
but just because
nice
they're rockers, it doesn't mean they're a bit peculiar.
No.
But you've met Phil.
Yeah,
Phil's, you're all right, aren't you, mate?
If you say so.
Yeah, he seems perfectly normal. Nothing wrong with him at all.
Phil's
now,
lovely.
Let's go to the telephones. I'm joined now on the phone by Jim Mowat. Hello, sir.
Hello, from Jim on the telephone.
Hi, Jim.
Hi, Zoe.
It's not Zoe this week.
Oh, no.
I didn't warn him this bit. No,
you didn't warn me, did you?
I'm sorry. Now, let me introduce you. Jim, say hello.
Hello.
Nina Blakemore, say hello.
Hello, Jim.
Hello,
Nina Blakemore from television's How to Look Good Naked.
Oh, gosh.
Right.
I saw
the little write-up on your website, yes.
Oh, did you?
You get a mention periodically.
Thank you. Well, there
Very we go.
Nice.
So, ZZ9 plural Z Alpha. To those of us who have actually read The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, we know that's pretty much the postcode for Earth.
To Nina,
it means nothing.
It means nothing. I'm sorry, Jim.
I despair.
Now, you're actually meetings organiser for ZZ9, as we shall refer to it as we go forward, which is basically the fan group for, I think, the first official one for The Hitchhikers, wasn't it?
We are. We're actually official. We've got a letter knocking about somewhere from Douglas himself that says, yes, you're the official fan group. Well done. You go off, be official. Do stuff.
Now, it's 30 years since it's 30 years since the first book was published, or is it 30 years since the radio series was first broadcast, or both?
We had the anniversary for the 30 years of the radio broadcast last year, and it's 30 years since the book was published this year.
Right, they were probably due to coincide, but knowing what Douglas Adams is like with deadlines, that's probably the reason why it went slightly wrong there.
They go whoosh.
Yes, as they go by. But, I mean, obviously, it's been a while since the world lost Douglas Adams, and an absolutely great writer, in my opinion, and Nina is now going to have to read The Hitchhiker's
That's
Guide to the Galaxy.
That's it, I'm going out first thing tomorrow morning to buy it.
Pick up a copy. They've been repackaged for the 30th anniversary.
So
they have. Pan has brought out a new collection of all of the Hitchhiker series, with pretty covers, with stickers that you can stick on, decorate your own covers.
Aww.
And they're well worth reading. They're just well crafted and packed with lots of, well, jokes, really.
Yeah, it is good comedy stuff. And I'm disappointed because I've got a copy of the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I bought it for my iPod, and it says coming soon as stickers you can stick on the front, and they haven't done that electronically yet, even though you can get them in real life.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
It's not fair.
Oh, so I can get it for my iPod. I don't have to buy it.
You can buy it. $5.99. Oh, you can probably download it even as we speak now. Is it from the
Maybe
App Store?
I'll do that.
You can buy the whole series except for the new one, but we'll come to the new one in
uh-huh.
a bit. So explain how you got into all this, please, Jim.
By quite a roundabout route. I loved the radio series. I first heard the radio series about 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear it when it was first broadcast because it was in the middle of the night. It wasn't very well advertised, but it kept being repeated over the first year. It really did well. It took off as a cult thing, and it was word of mouth being passed around, and it was rebroadcast several times on Radio 4, and then became a book, and so on. And I got into ZZ9 plural Z Alpha through my partner, really.
Mm-hmm.
My partner joined the society. She's now editing the magazine of the society. And,
mostly harmless.
I'm being supportive. Yes, mostly harmless. Mm-hmm. And Douglas pinched that name, of course, for his, which was it, fourth book?
Fifth book. I remember that coming out when I was at uni, and my copy was promptly stolen.
You're showing your age now, Jason.
I'm 37. I'm going to ask Jim how old he is in a minute. But yeah, I'm 37, so that was when I was at uni, a long time ago, because there's been a bit of a gap due to the death of the author and stuff between that one and the sixth one, and then we're still going to talk about that in a bit. We'll get to that, yeah. But for me, it was something that I think I heard some of the second series on a Sunday morning, listening to me on a transistor radio at my nan's.
Oh.
And it was really peculiar, because it suddenly felt something that I found interesting, and
yeah.
You are going to have to listen to this lot. I'll lend you my CDs. But it's changed some people's lives, hasn't it? What did it do for you, apart from obviously that it kept you and the missus together?
Absolutely. I think I think it's done the same for all of us. It's infiltrated modern culture.
Mm-hmm.
So that whenever you think of towels, you think of hitchhikers. Whenever you think of loud rock bands, I suppose, you think of Disaster Area.
Well,
whenever you think of dressing gowns, you think of Arthur Dent.
Mm-hmm. And because Simon Jones, who played Arthur Dent, has been in all the incarnations, I think, of Hitchhikers, hasn't he?
He has indeed, mainly because when Douglas first wrote it, he wrote it with Simon Jones in mind. They both went to college together, and so, you know, he saw him a boring man, I suppose. Or, well, maybe not so boring, but, you know, it's that very English tea-drinking man, and that was Simon Jones.
And it is certainly it comes across well in all the various forms of it I've seen, even getting a little cameo in the not my favourite version of it, which is the film recently.
I was going to say they did the film, right?
Your thoughts on the film, Jim?
It's like Hitchhiker Light in a way. It's a nice introduction to Hitchhikers, but it falls short. It doesn't deliver the punchline. You feel it's almost funny, but not quite there.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's always the difficulty, isn't it, when you have a really, really good book and then transferring it to film.
Well, having been a TV series as well, I suppose.
It never, ever actually really... It really struggles. I think you have to have a really, really good director, producer and so on in order to get that sort of feeling, because it just... I don't know, lots of different series don't seem to have worked like that, do they?
Although you will have a treat if you listen to the audio... Because the guy who produced the audio is a guy called Dirk Max, who knew Douglas and talked to Douglas, and really has a feel for the jokes, for the comic timing. So the audio actually, you know, it was done first for the radio series, but Dirk Max has redone it again for the CDs. And so it sounds beautiful, and there's a lot of very loud noises as well, which are quite fun.
Which works particularly well. I like loud noises.
That sounds like fun.
Mm-hmm. So we've got to get you into this one.
Yeah, I'm up for that, definitely.
And as we mentioned, we have the head of social things.
Meetings organised.
Meetings organised, that was it, yeah. Now, you organise these things called slouches. And do explain that one, because I enjoyed your description of it in your email I had off you earlier on today.
Ah, yes. When Zaphod is going to get thrown into the total perspective vortex, obviously he's not keen on this idea. And so he says, well, maybe I'll just slouch around a little and look at the local scenery. Well, Gagravar, the sort of guardian of the planet, the guy who's going to throw him in there, says, have you seen the local scenery? He says, well, okay, maybe I'll just slouch around a little then. And so that's what we do. We go to various cities and we just slouch around a little. See what we can do, see what we can find, see what we can get up to.
It sounds fun. And I have to admit, you lost Nina as soon as you said total perspective vortex. Basically, Zaphod is this two-headed bloke with three arms, right?
As you do. Yeah.
As you do, right. Mm-hmm. President of the galaxy and stuff, and wow. He stole a really nice ship when he was launching it.
Okay,
that gets us into the story.
I see.
Zaphod, that's him. Now, he's going to get put into the total perspective vortex, which basically shows your position in the universe
right. And
puts you into perspective.
I see.
To it, so...
That's very important, you know.
It is, and you'd expect it to prove you were an absolute nothing, this little speck on the dot of everything.
Yes.
Well, Zaphod was actually, the way it turned out, he was in an alternate universe which had been designed for him, so it was the most important thing ever, and it just overdid his ego.
Oh.
I think that more or less sums it up for somebody who's not ready before.
I've had ex-boyfriends like that.
Well, it's probably best not going there just at the moment, or you could find yourself in all sorts of trouble. I've explained Zaphod, because you have your Beeble Bear picnic as well. So Zaphod Beeble Rock's two-headed man with three arms.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about a Beeble Bear.
Well, many years ago, a wonderful woman called Eileen created this bear. Her son wanted a bear that would emulate Zaphod Beeble Rock's, and she made a bear with two heads and three arms.
Mm.
And she makes every single bear different. She's made hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of bears, and every one is unique. And we sell them through Zeta 9 Plural Z Alpha.
I want a bear.
No, only some members, I'm afraid. Only some members.
I know, I've actually recently joined as a member, because I thought, well, I suppose I ought to.
And because you want a badge.
Oh, no, I've got a badge as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I like badges. They're good. and a membership card, I got two. And I got the newsletter now as well.
Excellent.
So it's only £8 a year, because I'm in the UK.
That's
more if you're overseas.
Value.
So I quite like that idea. So I can now go out and buy a bear.
Oh, you're going to buy Nina a bear then?
Am I allowed to buy Nina a bear?
You're allowed to buy Nina a bear. You're a member, yeah.
Okay, so I can buy you a bear.
Thank you. I look forward to my two-headed, three-armed bear.
And then you've got to get it on telly, though.
Oh, yeah, I can give it to Gok.
Okay, right, that would be good. Is that a deal? She's allowed to have the bear for definite if she can get it on telly.
Absolutely, but she could bring it to the Beeble Bear picnic as well.
Well, when is your next Beeble Bear picnic?
I haven't produced a date for that yet.
Oh, I'm guessing it's next year then, sometime.
Next magazine.
When it's going to be warm,
does
I suppose.
Does everyone take their bears with them to the picnic?
They do indeed. We usually go to one of the London parks, Regent's Park or one of those, and we take our bears and we let them watch us drink alcohol and eat food.
Fabulous.
They like that sort of thing.
Now, Jim, I have to now say, how old are you?
I'm 45.
And you take your teddy bear out to drink alcohol at it?
Well, yes, of course I do. Yeah.
Do you sing songs as well? Are there songs from
It depends how much alcohol.
Oh.
Anything about the old Jank Spirit? Is that one of your favourite numbers?
Yes, well, they're all our favourite numbers after a few Pangalactic Gargle Blasters, yeah.
Now, have you ever tried to recreate, so obviously you can't get all the ingredients, but have you ever tried to recreate something like that within the club? Because the Pangalactic Gargle Blaster is a drink that Zephyr Beeblebrox invented, and it can be quite bad for you.
Really?
Absolutely, we have about 5 different recipes in the club going round, and they're all very, very potent, yes.
This is basically an excuse to sit round, read books, talk, play with stuffed toys and drink, isn't it?
I'm going to join the club.
How many Pangalactic Gargle Blasters do you think you can manage?
Oh, I'm not sure.
I'll
give it a damn good go, then.
You're supposed to be going out on the town. You're a model. You're not supposed to advocate drinking.
Oh, a little bit of what you fancy does you good.
Okay, we'll believe you. Jim, thank you for joining us. Give us the full web address and things for people who... we haven't talked about the sixth book yet. Give us the full web address, and I will subtly then bring in the sixth book without me pretending that I'd forgotten to mention it.
Okay. The web address is zz9.org. Org is O-R-G. Very short web address.
The
membership, at the moment it's £8 a year for UK members. I'm looking, hopefully, to put it up to £10 a year in November, but if you want the cheap rate, get in before November.
Do it quick.
At the moment, I suppose that our membership fees don't quite cover the cost of the magazine. So it needs to go up a little bit, but we'll not put it up too much. About £10 a year we're looking to put it up to in November.
I have to admit, I was surprised how cheap it was, particularly with a Badger membership card thrown in for good measure.
Yeah.
Even though I've already mentioned, is it Mikey who looks after your entrance and new members and stuff?
Micah, yes.
Yeah, Micah. Because I've already had to point out, the way mine came through to get my membership stuff out to me fast enough, my badge came in a separate envelope and it wouldn't fit through the 5mm slot, so I had to pay an extra £1 to get it. But I'm not bitter, indeed. I'm quite happy. It's all good value for money. On to the sixth book then, because this one's been written by, is it Ian Colfer? Is that pronounced?
Owen. Yeah.
Would you said that was Owen?
I wouldn't. No.
It's an Irish name. Owen.
Well, I picked my copy up today, so I'm a week later than everybody else. But you've read half of it in preview form, haven't you?
Yes. Before the book came out, Z9 Plural Zed Alpha, or the committee, actually all got proof copies.
Which is nice.
We got to read it, and it was fascinating seeing how he carried it on. Mm-hmm. It's very, very different to Douglas's style. He's got some great jokes in it, but it is quite difficult. You've read the previous books, and then you go on to Owen Colfer's book. I'm still not really reconciled to it. I think if it hadn't been a Hitchhiker's book, I probably would have loved it a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you feel this conflict. You feel a conflict in that Douglas would craft every single word. You look at a paragraph of Douglas's writing, and you can see that he's worked it and reworked it and reworked it again. Owen Colfer writes well, writes beautifully, but it doesn't have that same tightness.
Mm-hmm.
So it's difficult to appreciate in the same way.
I'm surprised that he was sort of allowed almost to sort of like not take over the reins, but sort of like carry on, you know.
Well, he was actually asked to. I think, well, I'm almost certain, about 95% certain, I think that it was Penguin's idea, and Penguin asked Owen to do it, and they also went through Douglas's agent, Ed Victor, and he went to Douglas's widow and asked her what she thought. Well, it just so happens that her daughter absolutely loves Owen Colfer's books. Owen Colfer writes the Artemis Fowl books, mm-hmm. which are immensely popular. And so, she gave her blessing, and he wrote the book, and
And the rest,
people are happy.
And the rest will be decided upon by history, I think, as much as anything else.
Well, I think so, but I don't think it will hurt the originals. The originals will always stand there, and hopefully it will attract people's attention to the originals.
Hard act to follow, huh?
Definitely, and you've now got to read it.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm downloading it as
well. Have you actually bought it?
Yeah.
She's got her iPhone out. She's shopping as whilst we're trying to do a podcast. I like that idea. Jimmo, thank you for joining us.
Okay.
It's been good to talk to you, and long may ZZ9 continue. And just for people who want to go along, ZZ9.org, and you can join up and maybe even buy yourself a Beeble Bear and find yourself at a little picnic somewhere in the confines of London. I like that idea.
I do too.
And just hopefully you're going to try and work out some TV series to be recording next time the date comes along and go down there, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Photo opportunity for you, sir. You might be in trouble with your partner at that one as well, but there you go. Okay then.
Okay then.
Thanks for joining
us.
Ta-ra for
now.
Bye.
There we go. Right, let's have some more music then, shall we?
Definitely.
Are you there still, Phil?
I'm here still, Jason.
You haven't dropped off. That's the important bit. Right, okay, as long as we've still got you, that's what counts. Now, we've had one tune from you. We'll do another one, have another little natter, then take a third before we throw you back out onto the streets of Wolverhampton this evening. That okay?
That's no problem.
What have we got for us this time around?
This is a song set in the First World War called The Prodigal Son.
Take it away.
And I ought to pre-warn you that it does contain a mild expletive, because we've been recorded. I'm sure you can bleep me.
Oh, we're not going to bleep you. That was fine. Just be warned. If you don't like it, turn your head away from your headphones or something. Take it away, Bill.
A young man in courage in 1914, to his girl and his family did sigh, "It is my duty to fight for the king, and therefore I'm going away." Oh, they stood and watched as he left on the train and vanished from them in the smoke, from an empty station and empty in heart, they returned to an emptier home. And the rain will still fall over England, my love, and the birds will still sing in the trees. When the daffodils bloom by the roadside each spring, still hear the bells in the breeze. In the front line of fame, the young man lay down. In the trench warfare, non-battle plan, his senses took a pounding as day after day, the blasted the life from the land. Oh, they blasted his mind and they blasted his heart, and he lived on his nerves and his wits. In the wasteland of courage, he crouched in the dirt, in the blood and the sweat and the shit. And the rain will still fall over England, will still sing in the trees. When the daffodils bloom by the roadside each spring, we'll still hear the bells in the breeze. And then he decided he could take no more, and he turned to his comrades and said, "If there's a God in his heaven, the devil's on earth. It's living that scares me, not death. For the rain will still fall over England, my love, and the birds will still sing in the trees. When the daffodils bloom by the roadside each spring, still hear the bells in the breeze." Oh, they caught him in transit away from the front, and they asked where the hell he was bound. Very polite, I don't know, but I could sure use a lift. The prodigal son has been found. Oh, they took him and tried him and cursed him and tied his battle-hard hands to a stake. What day is it, he asked, as the rifles were raised. They replied, it is Saturday, and the rain will still fall over England, my love, and the birds will still sing in the trees, when the daffodils bloom by the roadside in spring, we'll still
Excellent. Once again, performing live.
How lovely was that?
And you'd barely notice the expletive. Well, apart from the fact it had a deep meaning, and there's no way we're taking that out, but no. There you go. Phil Parton, thank you for coming in. So we've got loads of Tuesday nights booked up for you. Any other events taking place?
Saturday is the main thing with the Oakathon at the Royal Oak.
Yep.
Other than that, it's every Tuesday night at 8:30 at the Royal Oak again. Mm-hmm. So that's it, really.
Do you write all your own songs?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing that since you were... small or?
Yes, since I was a teenager in the late 60s. I suppose the main reason for getting me writing was listening to people like Bob Dylan and people like
that. I was going to say, you can see that's...
There's a hint there, isn't there?
Very much so, very much so. Obviously, that's the influence there. But no, I mean, and also just such lovely... lovely words, lovely, lovely song. Just really nice, easy listening. And, you know, your voice is... As Jason said, what did you say?
I've lived in. Yes.
Yeah, but that's what makes it. That's what makes it so lovely.
Because I'm obviously a teenager in the 60s, which puts you at about, 45 now, doesn't it? So,
If you say so.
My maths was never any good.
It gives it personality, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. And you haven't smoked as well, have you?
Smoked?
Yeah.
I used to, I don't anymore.
There you go. You see, it's done its bit. You did it for artistic purposes and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, that works every single time. We've got time for one more tune from you. What would, if we actually play one tune now that really summed up everything that is about you and your music, what would it be?
Oh, you put me on the spot now, Jason.
Yeah.
I was going to say I've sung two gloomy songs. I was going to sing a funny one.
Well, you can do a funny one. We like that idea.
Yeah.
If your music's about enjoying yourself, then a smile on your face at the end of it works every time. What you got for us this time round?
This is a song called Flowers for Glynis. I'll pick some flowers for Glynis, and I'll give them to her one day. Perhaps when it's coming out the disco, I'll give them to her inside. It's a bit expensive in there, are you? And the last bus has gone. You ain't gonna be walking home in the dark, 'cause I'll buy you a taxi home. More likely than not, they'll think I'm crazy, then I bet I'll have a bloke anyway. But sometimes things don't work out as you plan them, and I might get me chance someday. I've had me dreams of Glynis in a winter coat and a hood. It's a black furry thing that makes her look pretty. I'd stroke it if it let me walk. Don't suppose you'd ever imagine the bloke could dream of you. Trouble is, round here there ain't no flowers. It just means you'll never know.
Excellent.
Love that one. That's brilliant.
That was great. Phil, thank you for joining us in the Milk Bar.
Thank you for asking me.
I mean, lovely to have you here. Enjoy listening to the music.
Thank you, Phil. That was great.
And that was good. Nina.
I want to know who Glynis is.
Okay.
Who's Glynis? Am I allowed to ask?
Glynis must remain a secret.
Oh.
Best musicians never give the game away
exactly.
on such things.
Exactly.
There we are. So, Phil, thank you for joining us.
Thanks
to Malcolm Edwards from the Midland Counties Entertainment Council. To Nick. From, how was it pronounced again? Promite. The band, they were really good. And also to Jim Mart from ZZ9, plural Z Alpha, the fan group from The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. You've downloaded it.
I've downloaded
it. You can start reading it. Bedtime reading for you tonight, young lady.
On the way. Yes, definitely.
So
you can ask me questions next week.
Okay. Next time we get you in.
Another 9 weeks.
That's probably the way it's going to work, isn't it? Every once in a while, you will be here, I hope.
It'll be Christmas, probably.
Yeah, we'll get you in for a Christmas special. I think that sounds like a plan. Make you wear a Santa hat.
Oh.
Go on. Just a Santa hat.
Oh my God, Jason! Listen to it, and
Mrs. Christmas. I'll stop stumbling and move swiftly on. Now, thank you for coming in. Thank you for stepping in at short notice.
Thank
for Zoe being unwell.
It's been lovely to be here.
Good to have you here, and I will see if I can obtain.
To say congratulations because someone's become an uncle.
I have. Yes, my sister gave birth at the weekend.
Fabulous. What did she have?
Actually, had a baby boy, 7 pound 1 ounce.
Oh.
Zachary. So
Zachary, that's a lovely name, and they're both doing okay.
Yeah. Yes, so that's all good.
Uncle Jason.
I know, it's her uncle for the first time.
How
and
lovely.
I did try and text you details of the birth. I told you this before we started recording.
This is a funny story.
And I have a telephone number of someone in my phone because I'd run an interview with them once and I had to call from the mobile to set everything up because I didn't take calls from unknown numbers. So I had to do that. And you just stayed in there. So I inadvertently texted the whole details about my sister's baby to Noddy Holder. He of Slade.
That's brilliant.
Instead of Nina Blakemore, who's right next to him in my phone book.
So, I'm privileged to be next to Noddy Holder in your phone book.
That's just one celebrity filled phone book, isn't it?
I have made it now.
Well, there you go. So, yes,
done. Really pleased. Really
I shall pass on your regards to my sister
Excellent,
Helen.
Excellent. Please
and to,
do.
Her husband Mark.
Excellent.
There you go. Well, thank you again. And I say, we'll catch up with you at the Christmas special, if not before.
Oh, that would be lovely.
Okay, then. See you soon.
Thanks, Jason. Cheers.
Bye.
We went to the milk bar with Jason and Nina. Not Zoe at the milk bar with Jason and Nina. Not Zoe at the milk bar with Jason and Nina.